Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. If you get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. If you haven't already done it, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button. Because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any brand new content. Did an 11 a.m. show yesterday. That is available up there, as well as every single show that I do audio-wise. It can be found there at youtube.com/Tuttle. Before I get into the first segment of the day, I want to also mention, wanted you guys to, if you're in the market to buy or sell a home or have a friend or a family that is looking to buy or sell a home, tell them to go visit my good friend Ian Hanna. Ian Hanna, he is a whiz when it comes to drone footage and virtual tours. When it comes to selling your house in the Brevard, Volusia, Flagler area, so just go to ianhannahomes.com and just give them a call. You know, give them a shot. That's all I'm asking, because when you help my sponsors help me out. First topic I want to get into, I wanted to talk about this. We've all grew up with that friend or somebody that we knew that was a cool adult, you know, especially if it wasn't like a relative and it was a cool adult. Who knows? It could have been a pedophile back in the day trying to hook up with this. But there was that cool mom that would always, like, back in the day, like, you know, after graduation, they would get a keg together and let all the kids come over and drink. But, you know, they couldn't. We had a responsible, idiotic parents back in the day. But this mom, man, she takes the absolute cake when it comes to cool moms. I think this mom might have been a little too cool, if you ask me.
47-year-old Shannon O'Connor, who also goes by Shannon Bruga.
All right, if I'm just being honest, they do this on purpose. But I'm not going to be like any of these other, like, talk show hosts or podcast hosts or content providers. I'll be like, oh, my God, she's hot. She's hot. In this picture, she looks really, really rough, but you could tell by looking at somebody if they're going to be attractive or not, like if they put a little bit of effort into making themselves up, putting a little bit of makeup on, doing their hair, because the TV news, they do this just like when they go out and they try to interview the dumbest people that they can. They either try to find the hottest picture because they want the male viewers to be like, oh my God, look at her. She's too hot to get in jail. No, don't send her to jail. Send her to my house. I'll feed her sea meat sandwiches all day long. Yeah, I wish I could curse a little bit more, but, you know, got that YouTube money coming in. Got to do what I got to do. But, yeah, this is her mugshot. The mugshot, they're never going. I've taken one mugshot in my life, and they don't even give you time. Like, they'll go on three, and then they'll hit you on two just when you're not ready, because they want you to look like a complete asshole, in my opinion. But I would say, as a teenager, this chick is definitely bangable.
Is accused of buying whiskey and vodka for her son and his teenage friends, then luring them to drunken house parties where oftentimes they were pressured into having sex, and at some point, there are claims that the mother allegedly watched.
Okay. All right, how many of you guys, raise your hands, yeah, even though I can't see them, was okay with everything leading up to the watching part? The watching part, I think, is where, like, as a cool mom, there is a level of where it becomes weird and creepy. Like, you probably could have gotten away with and not gotten in as much trouble as you are right now. Because I don't know what the law is, what you get for buying drugs or alcohol for minors, but watching, you're like, especially if it was your son, bang out some like teenage girl. Yeah, that's a little too weird. That goes from cool mom to creepy mom. And from 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds flat.
Teens from Los Gatos High who reported these claims with authorities said that she would reel them in through texts and Snapchat messages.
I'm just going out on a limb here. I bet her son is the biggest dork, the biggest nobody, the biggest does not fit in, the biggest most likely to walk into a school and shoot it up. And you know what? Now looking back on it, maybe this mom is a hero. Maybe this mom is a goddamn hero because she saw the signs. You know, I'm not talking about the Ace of Base song. I'm talking about she saw the signs like, oh my God, I think little Johnny, he might go into school one day and kill a bunch of kids. So I got to make him into the cool kid. I mean, this is like some 80s, like John Hughes movie. You can think about it, like cool mom, you know, her son. This is all way before school shootings. But maybe this mom did save a lot of lives because a lot of these kids that go in and shoot up schools are the ones that are the nerds, the geeks, the ones that get bullied, the ones that get picked on, the ones that don't get any attention by the girls or the ladies. No sexual content, not even kissing or holding hands. And this woman was just trying to save a bunch of lives, a lot of students' lives, by, you know, throwing them out, reeling them in. I love how the news used the word reeling them in like this bitch was out there fishing, which she kind of was, but she was texting and Snapchatting. It's not like the son could do that. I'm telling you right now, I was no player. I was no badass, but I'm telling you what, if my mom was like willing to let me get away with that type of stuff, I could have done the reeling in on my own. I wouldn't have needed my mom to do it. So I know that I might be, you know, shock-jocking when I say that, but you know what? You got to think about you have to think about all perspectives. Be curious, not judgmental, from what the great Ted Lasso would say. Awesome show, by the way. If you haven't checked it out, Ted Lasso, Apple TV Plus. But, yes. This mom probably did save a lot of students' lives because her son is a complete loser.
Between June 2020 and May of this year, once at her house, they would get so intoxicated to the point that several teens allegedly vomited heavily, somebody broke a finger, and on another occasion, her son and a friend hung on to the back of her SUV while she drove in the school parking lot.
Sounds like a Bubba 199 to me back in the good old days when I was drinking. Waking up in my own vomit or breaking a finger or something like that. That's no dig on Bubba the Love Sponge. Just trying to make jokes. Just jokes, people. I know how a lot of you people want to love to start radio wars or want me to have heat with somebody else. That's not the case. That was just a joke. Because the last time that I got blacked out drunk was on Bubba 199. And I did drink a lot. Maybe I was on some other substances as well, too. That kind of like doubled the effect of the alcohol. So yeah, I'm sorry. It was just a joke.
The friend fell and was knocked unconscious. The Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office says that O'Connor would keep these antics away from her husband and came up with alibis for the teens to do the same with their parents.
Because the father was a goddamn square. That's exactly what it was. No wonder the kid was almost about to be a school shooter. No wonder that the kid was probably disliked because the father was a nerd just like his son. The nerd gene does get passed down. In my case, I probably skipped a generation because my dad was a man's man, but I ended up being a nerd. So who knows? But yeah, I mean, at least the father was, you know, clear of all these antics. Now the kid can go back to being a little future school shooter. With the nerd-ass dad.
The DA had this to say. It took a lot of brave children to come forward and untangle this deeply disturbing case.
Well, it all depends on how you look at it. Brave kids, my ass. I bet there's a lot of kids that are really pissed off right now that somebody knocked them out. Oh, shake it off. So what? You busted your head open after riding on the back of Johnny's mom's SUV while drunk. You got to learn how to fall, kids. You got to learn how to fall. And now it's all ruined. You know, everybody else, the cops thinks it's brave. But the students are like, oh, God, dumbass riding on the back of the SUV that cracked his skull open, ended up ruining everything for us when we had a good thing going here.
As a parent, I'm shocked. As a DA, I'm determined to hold those adults who endanger children fully accountable to the law and our community.
O'Connor is facing 39 criminal counts. It range from endangering or injuring the health of a child to providing alcohol to somebody under 21 and sexual assault. She's going to be extradited from Idaho back to the Bay Area soon.
See, that's where she messed up. There's nothing going on in Idaho. There's nothing going on in Idaho. So, of course, you driving in a parking lot, drunk as F, with a bunch of kids hanging off the back of the SUV, and one cracks his head open, of course that's going to get a little bit of attention. You know, look, I don't want anybody to think like I agree with everything. I'm standing up. Actually, I'm just having fun with this story because we all wish that we would have had that cool parent or had a friend that had a cool parent like that when we were younger. We would have absolutely loved that. Where I did have a problem was with the mother watching the teens have sex. Yeah, that right there is where I draw a little bit of a line. Like, you know, you could have been on the other side of the door, and her claim could be like, well, you know, I just was supervising, wanted to make sure that they were putting their condoms on correctly. You know, there is a defense for everything. There really is a defense for everything. Is it illogical? No. Is it logical? Maybe. I mean, who knows? But what I'm trying to say is the mom could be like, look, listen, Your Honor, look, I know that I shouldn't have given them alcohol. I know that I shouldn't have done all this stuff. But, you know, teenage pregnancy going way up. Everybody won't let us have abortions now. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, little Johnny was putting his condom on right. And, putting it in the right hole and everything, if you know what I'm saying, Your Honor. You know, because if he was using the one hole, he wouldn't have needed a condom. But then there's STDs and stuff, anal warts. You don't want any of that stuff. I mean, it's a plausible thing. You know, they're confused. Maybe it was their first time and she wanted to help guide them through it. Who knows? But maybe I'm just going out on a big, big branch that's about to break underneath of me. And I'm going to get canceled. So let's stop that and let's move on to the next story. Next story is, how would you feel if you're sitting there during a pandemic, you're working from home, you're on Zoom, and your two-year-old baby shoots you with a gun that it found that belonged to its father? Yeah, that is not a good way to go out, if you ask me.
Shamiah Lynn was killed almost 2 months ago to the day, and police here tell us that in that time, they had to make sure of two things. One, that it was actually her two-year-old toddler who found a gun and opened fire, pulling the trigger and killing his mother. And two,
just asking, do you think, like, the first day of preschool, like, words gotten around, and they're like, oh, man, don't mess with him. Don't mess with that kid. At two, he capped his mom. He found a gun. Like, I mean, that kid right there, okay, yeah, it sucks that he killed his mom and stuff. But come on, man. Nobody's messing with that kid until he graduates. Matter of fact, he might have a pass for life. Because there's always going to be, like, even if he goes to jail or something in the future, it'll be like, yo, dog, don't mess with him. 2 years old, he caught his first body at the age of two.
That it was his father who left that loaded gun laying around their apartment.
We can't speak enough about the safety of firearms and keeping them locked and secured inside your homes, especially when it comes to having young children.
Okay, I know that two is too young to be able to teach kids gun safety, but I mean, at a certain age, I really do think as many guns that we have around here, I'm not talking like they grow on trees or they grow out of the ground or something. But what I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of things that we should, like, be giving classes on, like how to carefully and safely use a firearm. I mean, it should be something that we should teach kids now. I mean, kids can learn how to use firearms on the internet. So why not let's teach them, expose them to guns on how to respect them, how to use them correctly and stuff? Because I know every summer I went to a hunter safety course and a firearm safety course and a survivalist course. Yeah, I know. I know it didn't seem like the most fun time the way that I explain it, but it did give me some skills and some tools that I needed for the future. Now, a two-year-old kid does not know. Two-year-old kid just finds it. And think about this, though. I don't know. Maybe the two-year-old did. Maybe the two-year-old was exposed to guns and pointed and aimed it at its mother, thinking it was a toy gun. But I'm thinking at 2 years old, two years old. It sounds weird whenever you say it that way. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that do you think a two-year-old would have the muscle capabilities to be able to hold a gun steady? What was this, a 22? I know if it was a 45, this kid's not getting off two shots with a 45 caliber or even a 50 cal or anything like that. Any big caliber weapon, this kid's only getting one shot off. But it had to be like a 22 caliber. You know what? They probably get into it in the story. But for the kid to be able to aim and have the muscles in the hands to be able to pull that trigger, I mean, what the hell, man? This is just such bad luck and a bad way to die.
Shamiya Lynn's obituary posted online explains that the young mother of two young children worked hard and worked from home from her Altamont Springs apartment complex. Police rushed here back in August when a coworker who was on a Zoom call with Lynn said she heard a noise, saw Lynn fall backwards, and saw Lynn's two-year-old in the background.
So, this is just another question, and I promise you, I haven't smoked any pot or anything today, but, like, what if you roll up, you're the first Leo on scene, and the baby is there, and he's got the gun in his hand? As a cop, what do you use? Do you use pepper spray on the baby? Do you be like, put the gun down! Put the gun down! Put the gun down! Hit the guy down, you know, because cops will yell that type of stuff. Or do you shoot the baby with the taser? Or do you shoot the baby center mass with your sidearm? I'm just asking. Because as law enforcement, and I'm just saying from the name alone, I could be off, could be a Caucasian woman, but the name kind of sounds African-American. So, you know, say it's a white cop showing up. Will the white cop, like, is that a clean shoot? If the baby still has the gun in its hand, are you allowed to shoot that? I'm going to hell.
The little boy found a loaded gun inside the apartment and shot his mom in the back of the head, killing her, according to police.
Yeah, bitch. That'll teach you to go to Audi and get those secondhand products.
Man, that really, really did hurt my voice, but can imagine that the baby, that was the whole reason. You know, everybody else is eating, like, name brand cereal, like Cookie Crisp, and you're eating Cookie Crack or something, or Honeycomb, or Captain Munch instead of Captain Crunch. Yeah, because that's the type of cereal you get at Aldi. That's the only reason that I could think that this baby, or the mom was not wiping the baby's ass enough after it went number two in the diaper. It was like, man, bitch, I'm capping you in the back of the head because I've got the worst case of diaper rash.
To have children have to deal with something like this for the rest of their lives.
See, now, this is where I'm going to get serious here. The trauma alone, and everybody's probably like at 2 years old, you're probably like, oh, they're not going to be able to remember this. Yeah. They might not be able to remember it vividly, but it is somewhere in their brain. It's somewhere in their mind. It is somewhere it's going to get buried. It's going to get buried, and you never know when it's going to come up. Because I know, like, the deal with my trauma, I thought that it was just all a dream. And I'm not trying to quote Biggie or anything like that. It's all a dream. Little limousines. See, that's how horrible of a rapper I am. But what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, this trauma will eventually pop up. Do we know when it'll happen? No. Have no idea. And you know what? This could twist this person's, like, reality of just life in the near future. And you're also, do you tell the kid? Is this something that you hide from the kid later on down the road? When the kid starts asking questions like, why don't I have a mom? Yeah, I mean, these are all serious, like, real-life questions. Like, do you tell the kid, well, you killed your mom. You killed your mom. Plain and simple, you killed your mom. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you keep that. You got to keep that. You have to keep that from that kid. Like, but now with social media and this news story being on the internet, it's going to be out there. This kid will eventually find out. So maybe it's better that, like, a grandparent or a family member comes out and says, listen, you didn't do anything wrong. You did not know what you were doing. This was your father's fault. Man, this is like some goddamn Greek tragedy.
Is really what's heartbreaking to many of us. And today, the owner of that firearm, DeAndre Avery, the father of the two children, has been arrested.
The state attorney's office has charged Avery now with a felony, negligent manslaughter, and a misdemeanor, unsafe storage of a gun. A tough decision, police say, but one that was necessary.
Yeah, a tough responsibility. See, like, I mean, you really are caught between a rock and a hard place, or a hard place and a rock. I'm getting all of my, like, phrases. It should be simple. Completely ass backwards today. But what I'm trying to say is that those two kids now have been being taken care of by the father. Now, could this have just been an honest mistake by an irresponsible gun owner? Yes. Yes, it could have been. Now, could this guy, I really don't know. I don't want to, you know, jump to conclusions. This guy could have been a hardworking dude, had the gun for protection, wasn't doing anything bad with it, and he just messed up. He just messed up. But now, who's going to take care of these kids? Because he had been taking care of them for the past 2 or 3 months since this whole thing happened. He has been taking care of them. So now what's going to happen? Are these kids going to go into foster care? Are these kids all going to, like, because I'm telling you what, when they go into foster care and all that other good stuff, then you start learning even more bad things. That place is overrun. You're not getting the one-on-one attention that you could from a parent. So what's the better thing to do? Make a lesson out of this guy, or wait until they can find somebody to help take care of these kids? Because, or do you even want this guy taking care of these kids? I mean, it's just a sad story all around. And I know that I was making jokes and stuff, but come on, man. Like, when we hear stories like this, when we're hearing all the death, destruction, all the depressing stuff, if you don't make jokes, you don't laugh, then you're going to drive yourself insane. And that is the goddamn truth. Because if you can't find humor in something, even though it's a sad story like this, and I know I don't want you guys to think I'm being insensitive at all, but like I said, if you can't smile or joke about something, then stuff like this is going to just drive you crazy. You're going to become one of those school shooters that I was talking about earlier with the cool mom letting all the kids have sex and drink beer and ride on the back of her SUV. Yeah. I bet, you know, the guy, I bet she does more time than this guy. Or I would like to hear from you. Who does more time? The father, the irresponsible gun owner, or the mother that was letting the kids drink and watch them have sex and stuff like that? Who gets into more trouble? I would love to hear from you. Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, TUDDLE@gmail.com. Or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044.
You have a responsibility. You know, good people make bad decisions, if you really think about it. But some of those decisions are something that you cannot ever get back. Okay? And that's the life of the two Tyler's mom.
I love how the cops, I love how the cops are all, like, talking down about being irresponsible gun owners. There was a story, and a matter of fact, I think it might be the woman that's in the House of Representatives. She was the Orlando Police Department. What the hell is her name? She ended up losing her gun and never found it. Never found her gun, and she was a highly decorated police officer. Her husband is the mayor of Orange County now. Why the hell can I not think of it? Damn it. Damn. Anyways, the point being saying is, I love how the cops want to talk about responsible gun ownership when I've read all types of stories of guns or guns being lost by law enforcement officers as well.
And police tell me Viondre Avery is actually the father of both of the couple's children. They had been staying with him over the past 2 months while the investigation continued. Now that he's in jail, we're told the children are with other relatives. In Altamont Springs, Eric Von Aiken getting results. There's six.
Funny story about Eric Von Aiken. He's a really, really, really nice guy, Eric Von Aiken. He does the anchor on the weekends, and you can see that they're grooming him to move his way up onto weekday anchor desk, because, you know, you don't want to be a reporter, especially during the summertime in Florida, doing those, like, on-live location spots. But my ex-wife, when we first started dating, she worked at a legal office, and they all, like, shared a workout gym that they could go to with this apartment complex. And Eric Von Aiken actually lived there. And, like, for the longest time, I used to think, I was like, oh, Eric Von Aiken, he's hitting on my wife. Or my girlfriend at the time. I was like, what do I have to offer? I'm just an intern at a radio station, and this guy is a news reporter. He's a journalist out on the street. Yeah, he's got this big booming voice. He's got this great chiseled jawline and everything. I was like, damn it. I finally meet somebody that I actually like, and this goddamn news journalist. But nothing ever happened. I mean, that's just how weird guys' minds work. We all know that, you know, he was looking at her. We all know that he was like, yeah, I bet I could hit that. But I could hook up with her. But guess what? Don't think you could. Don't think you could. Got your nose. No, I couldn't even have sex with her. But maybe if somebody else was. I had to wait until marriage anyways. But what I'm trying to say is Eric Von Aiken is a great guy. Just thought I would share that story. That's how demented and how, like, out of touch with reality I was in my early 20s. Even though it pains me to say this, and I don't know what has happened to, like, some of the actors and stuff that we grew up with, especially the Gen Xers, but, like, Scott Baio, Dean Cain, they have all just switched to conservative. And I don't want anybody to think that, oh, I'm a libtard or I'm a liberal. No, I don't support either side. I, like I say, like a broken clock or, you know, broken record. See, I'm getting all my sayings wrong today. Man, I got to start recording these later in the day instead of in the morning. But what I'm trying to say is that they're all crooks. But I kind of agree with Dean Cain from Lois and Clark, the New Adventures of Superman, because, like, DC Comics has come out again, and a lot of these comic books are doing it. They're making their characters, you know, like, bisexual, gay, trans, whatever it may be, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. The problem that I have with it is that I don't understand why the LGBTQ community, I know that I butchered that, but I don't understand why they can't see that these comic books are just pandering to you guys. They are pandering to you now because they see a large audience, and do you really think that they care? They may care. They may or may not.
So I don't think it's bold or brave or some crazy new direction. If they had done this 20 years ago, perhaps that would have been bold and brave.
By the way, that is Dean Cain on Fox News. So I really do have a hard time taking anything seriously that he says. But come on. Like, I mean, I kind of agree with him. It's not brave or bold. DC Comics has fallen so far behind Marvel, now they're just grasping at straws. And, like, for Superman, they're making Superman bisexual, which I'm okay with. I mean, technically, he's an alien, so wouldn't he be, like, a pansexual? Kind of like Captain Jack Harkness? But I think Captain Jack was from Earth, but he was a time traveler. But pansexual means you'll have sex with anything and everything. That's what I want to see. I want to see maybe Doctor Who was ahead of its time when they made Captain Jack Harkness pansexual. Pansexual meaning that you'll just have sex with anything. You don't care, aliens, it's just, you're so horny, you will find a wormhole and you will like it. Not a wormhole like, you know, space and time. I'm talking about a warm, like a hot pocket, if you know what I'm saying. Wank, wank.
Former Superman actor Dean Cain is criticizing DC Comics' decision to have the current Superman come out as bisexual. During an interview with Fox and Friends on Fox News Tuesday, the 55-year-old actor said this.
They said it's bold and a bold new direction. I say they're bandwagoning. You know, a Robin of Batman, a Robin, as you mentioned, just came out as bi or gay recently. And honestly, who's really shocked about
that? All right. I know that we're talking about fictional characters here, but is Dean Cain kind of stereotyping comic book characters like, oh, yeah, Robin's gay. Who's surprised about that one? I mean, I'm sorry, but that just made me laugh for some reason. Now, I have more problem with that statement than what I do with him about Superman. It's a weird thing. And you want me to be honest why Dean Cain is coming out and, like, you know, getting ahead of this is because he played Superman. Not like in the movies or anything like that. He played Superman on a TV series. And I got to tell you, Terry Hatcher, oh my God. I didn't watch that show for Clark Kent. I watched it for Lois Lane, which Terry Hatcher, oh my God, she had the hottest, the sexiest set of legs that you would have ever seen. Man, my oh my. That's why they called it the Adventures of Lois and Clark. Why do you think Lois got, like, top billing? Because of those legs. Those legs were the seller. The legs drew you in when it came to Terry Hatcher on the New Adventures of Superman with Dean Cain. But the reason Dean Cain's getting ahead of this is because he doesn't want anybody to think he's gay. Like, he doesn't. He was like, well, if I played Superman and now Superman's gay, doesn't that make me gay? I gotta get on Fox and Friends, the most conservative talk show host in the world, and prove that I'm not gay or homosexual.
That one.
The actor who played Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superman, on Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman for 4 seasons, starting in 1993, went on to say this.
The new Captain America is gay. My daughter in Supergirl, where I played the father, she was gay.
Kane said he didn't.
You know, it kind of did take Superman. See, now the whole bisexual thing is, like, coming into play here. It did take Dean Cain, a.k.a. Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superman, to finally hook up with Lois Lane, Terry Hatcher. I'm telling you right now, if I was Superman, I would have used my X-ray vision all day long just to check out, you know, see what, you know, does the carpet match the drapes on old Lois? What's it trimmed like down there? Got a landing strip? Is it like Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses? What type of bra is she wearing? What type of, you know, boobs, areolas, all that stuff. But no, Superman didn't do any of that stuff in the TV series. So I'm telling you right now, if you are a straight man and you had X-ray vision, guess what you're doing? The first thing you're doing, yes, you're checking out the bod. You're checking out Lois Lane. You're getting all the goods before you even open up the package, if you get what I'm saying.
Think making the new Superman bisexual was brave of DC Comics. He continued, Brave would be having him fight for the rights of gay people in Iran.
They're talking about him fighting, you know, real-world problems like climate change, the deportation of refugees, and he'll be dating a hacktivist, whatever a hacktivist is. I don't know.
Kane went on to say this.
Oh, you should definitely know what a hacktivist is, Dean Kane. It's called your career. Because everything you did was hacky as hell. I mean, I think one of the only other, like, guest appearance spots you did was on Law and Order, where you played, like, some, like, serial rapist or something on Law and Order SVU. So, yeah, let's not be too judgmental. Look, I have no problem with Superman being bisexual or gay. I do think it is a little gimmicky. I do agree with him that they are kind of pandering a little bit, jumping on the bandwagon. But, man, I it makes me feel cringy agreeing with anybody Dean Kane that is on Fox News.
Why don't they have him fight the injustices that created the refugees that whose deportation he's protesting? That would be brave. I'd read that.
Another topic the actor said he'd like to see Superman tackle is the rights of women to attend school and have the ability to work under the Taliban.
Well, for one, that's something that the normies, the normal people in the world could fight. Like, I'm being dead serious. Why would Superman waste his time on fighting the Taliban when he could wipe them out in just like one, like, what? I mean, there's no story arc there. I mean, that is a sure bet if Superman, even bisexual and all, fights the Taliban. For women to be able to go to school, there's a lot bigger problems. What about an asteroid that's hurtling towards Earth? Let Superman go handle that. Let us handle the Yeah, we really messed that one up, didn't we? Maybe we do need Superman. Let's get bisexual Superman over here. Get him here right now.
There's real evil in this world today. Real corruption and government overreach. Plenty of things to fight against. Human trafficking, real actual slavery going on.
Kane ended by saying he doesn't think he'll be reading the new comic. DC Comics' current Superman is 17-year-old John Kent, the son of Clark Kent. Concerning John Kent coming out as bisexual, writer Tom Taylor told the New York Times, I've always said everyone needs heroes and everyone deserves to see themselves in their heroes. And I'm very grateful DC and Warner Brothers share this idea. Today, more people can see themselves in the most powerful superhero in comics. For more on this story, go to THR.com. For the Hollywood Reporter News, I'm Tiffany Taylor.
Why do they always got... See, that's the thing about it, is I'll probably get copywritten on YouTube because they were playing dumbass music in the background. Please, just stop doing that. I really didn't have the time to be able to go out and try to find a new, like, story on that. But just stop it. Just stop doing that. And once again, to cover my own ass, I'm not against there being a gay superhero. I'm really, really not. I just really do think that DC is jumping on the bandwagon because I think Marvel has made gay characters. I don't think that this is the first time that there has been a gay character in superhero comics. I remember I have an unsealed version because it came in like a little package. When Superman died, are they going to do like a big thing where like Doomsday, because Doomsday was the character that killed Superman back in the day. So now are we all going to find out that Superman versus Doomsday was just a big lover's quarrel? And let's be honest, who's top, who's bottom? Because I'm telling you right now, if Superman's the bottom, you're never getting in. You're never getting in that booty, if you know what I'm talking about, and I'll leave it at that. And would you want to be the top, or would you want to be the bottom when Superman's the top? No. Hell no. So, I mean, Superman's going to have to be with another superhero that has a BH, like, superhero ability, where it can, like, stretch beyond all abilities or whatever it may be. But, yeah. I don't know how good of an idea this is. Anyways, gonna get out of here, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I thought there were some great topics, some great lines. I'm not trying to S my own D, but kind of am and wish I could. I'll leave it with that. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.